6:15 in Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. Good evening, I'm Curtis Hines, and welcome to this week's edition of Penalty Spot in association with the Barbados Football Association and, of course, Coca-Cola. As per usual, we give you the lowdown on the BFA's Coca-Cola Premier League as Weymouth Wills have extended their lead at the top. We also have two games on tonight in the Premiership and a bevy of games in the Division 1 campaign as well. Hopefully, we get an update on the Youth League. The Youth Cup is also underway, the Coca-Cola Schools League. Queen's College are the champions. We look back at the week that was. And on the international scene, big goings on in England. All games are off in Italy. And of course, Liverpool, just two games away from their first Premier League title in 30 years. Of course, we're taking your calls as well. 434-1790, 18sports246@gmail.com. This is the Penalty Spot. Compliments the BFA and Coca-Cola.
Alternate between Coca-Cola original taste and no sugar and multiply your moments. Enjoy more nights out with friends. More family dinners. More football games. More movie plans. Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, taste the feeling. It's the BFA Coca-Cola Premier League. Good evening to all of our partners making the program possible. As we speak about the Premier League, we have some Monday night Premier League football for the first time this season. Two games kick off at the Wilde Turf tonight at 7. It's Deacons versus BDF Sports Program. Deacons promoted from Division 1 last season. BDF Sports Program, of course, the defending Premier League Kings. And at 9, a really nice encounter as well. Two teams chasing mid-table positions. It's Notre Dame who can actually, I believe, jump up to second with a win against Ellerton. Ellerton, the runners-up in the Capelli Cup last December 1st, but have struggled really badly in the Premier League this season so far. As I would have mentioned, there are some games as well in the BFA's Division 1 competition. As I look for that fixture, I can tell you those games kick off at 7 at grounds across the island. And those games being Barbados Soccer Academy versus Black Spurs, that's at Passage Road. We have Kickstart versus Gall Hill at Market Hill. Youth Milan versus Central League Spartans, I understand that has been moved from Checker Hall to Spikestown. Ivy Rovers will tackle Bagatelle at Blenheim A. Fitz Village versus Potential Ballers at Holders Hill. Hainesville will come up against Pinelands at Hainesville. And it's BDF proper, the BDF team, versus Whitehall at the Glebe. All those Division 1 games are free. And as you know, those kick off at grounds across the island. If you can't make it to the Wilde Turf for the games at 7 and 9 in the BFA's Coca-Cola Premier League, once again involving Deacons and Notre Dame, you can go on out tonight and take on some Division 1 action. This coming weekend, we have the usual two triple headers in terms of the BFA Premier League. On Saturday at 5, UWI Blackbirds versus Notre Dame at 7, Silver Sands versus Britain Sill, and at 9, it's St. Andrew Lions up against Weymouth Wales. And on Sunday at 4, Watton will tackle BDF Sports Program. At 6, it's Ellerton versus Deacons. And at 8, Paradise versus the Empire Club. As per usual, on Saturday from 7, we're live on Hot 95.3 FM. And from 6 on Sunday, once again on Hot FM. As we say goodnight as well, Paul, to Black Trumpet Sounds, keeping everyone really nicely entertained in terms of the in-studio music between the football breaks and some really nice music on Saturdays and Sundays.
Well, good evening to you, Curtis. Good evening to all of our listeners to Penalty Spot. And yes, that makes a really wonderful package. I'm going to warm Black Trumpet Songs. He has to stop with this, all this love music, especially when the moonlight is out so bright.
Problems.
And next time he does that, I'm not leaving home, Curtis. You have to work on your own.
Well, it's gone better. He's been doing it now after we get to work. So there's a little less stress. Let's look back at the week that was in terms of the BFA's Premier League. And struggling with the computer. Yes, here we go. Last night, Sunday, it was Paradise and UWI Blackbirds playing out a 1-1 draw game. Promised so much on paper, Paul. A dull first half. Pretty much the same in the second half. It was a chess game between the coaches trying to outthink each other, players as well. Came to life with the Blackbirds getting a penalty awarded in the 80th minute. Niall Reid-Stephen stepped up to stroke it home confidently, still averaging a goal a game, the Blackbirds striker. And at that stage, You're backing the Blackbirds to upset Paradise, who at one point were the competition's informed team. Then, as I said, with 18, 90 minutes and 45 seconds on the clock, Elijah Downey from about 20 yards out with a left foot screamer made it 1-1. In the end, really good game between Blackbirds and the Paradise.
Yeah, that was one of the better games of the best, well, maybe the best game of the weekend. The Paradise team, of course, Curtis, you said, having the early form coming into the early part of the season. The UWA Blackbirds having not the best of starts at all. At one stage, they were sitting right at the bottom of the 12-team table. And that one victory last week propelled them up to mid-table. I think they moved up to 7th at that stage. But that game was one everyone was looking forward to. Can the UWA Blackbirds resurge? And could Paradise, with the Wales team winning and taking a 6-point lead, can Paradise narrow that lead back? Well, as you said, the UWA Blackbirds gave them an early scare. Well, not early, but gave them a scare. I think it was around the 80th minute or so.
Yes.
That they had the penalty, and when everyone had started to count the points, 3 points for the UWA Blackbirds team, up step the Paradise players in the probably the last few minutes of the encounter.
89th minute, Elijah Downey.
Elijah Downey with a screamer and sealed the 1 point. And I think, Curtis, coming off the victory last week, if the UWA Blackbirds were able to pick up 3 points last night, I think it would have given them some really good momentum. But they managed to get a point from one of the top teams in the tournament, and I think they can only get better from this point.
So with that in mind, who's more disappointing tonight? Paradise, avoiding their second straight defeat, but dropping 2 points in a game they would have been expected to win, or Blackbirds, having won for the first time last Monday, looking to go further up the league, in 7th position, 10 minutes away from a win, well, actually, given it was scored, but they scored in 10 minutes from time. Mm-hmm. They led up to the 89th minute. Surely, at that stage, we're counting the 3 points. Who's more disappointed tonight?
I would think Blackbirds, Curtis, would be okay. More disappointed, because I believe Paradise probably would have made up their minds at that stage that the 3 points are heading in the opposite direction. But what I can say for Paradise, Curtis, during that last 10 minutes or so, you know, that it seemed as if the goal would come at any moment. You know, they were really raiding and terrorizing the UWA Blackbirds defense. And it wasn't any surprise, even though it came at that time, that Paradise actually got the equalizer. But you saw the reaction from the UWA Blackbirds. You described it very well last night when the goal was scored. They were extremely disappointed. I think they really wanted to get those 3 points to keep the momentum going. But I would think Blackbirds would be more disappointed.
Earlier, we had Wotton tackling St. Andrew Lions. Wotton coming away with a 3-2 win as they continue to be one of the more successful promoted clubs this season. Rico Ford scored the opening goal in the 5th minute. Kadeem Latham made it 2-0 after 18 minutes. Raymond Hope pulled one back for St. Andrew Lions. Came on as a sub in the second half in the 50th minute. Ford in the 57th. And Hope once again in the 76th. 3-2 to Wotton. And I think that result was just about right based on what the football we would have seen. I think Hope now has to start for Lions in the next game. Lions have now managed to avoid the drop one. I believe it's 2 seasons now. 4 teams, however, going down this season, and they really need to step up. Wotton looking decent after being promoted.
Yeah, Wotton actually, Curtis, have more wins this season than BDS Sports Programs, the defending champions. They've now recorded their 3rd win. They are 9 points. BDF also 9 points, but with the better goal difference. So the Wotton team sit in 5th position, and the promoted team, Curtis, think at this stage, looking the best of the teams that have come up from the Division 1. And Wotton, important win for them last night. And let's hope that they can go from, they can get even better as the season go on. I don't think they were at full strength either.
No.
Last night, so good win for Wotton.
No Darian King last night.
That's right.
I know, got your message. No. On Sunday at 4, Britons Hill versus Empire. Britons Hill, Paul, a team that was unbeaten for 4 rounds, started very well. They weren't winning by big margins, but you could not score against them. They gave the established teams a real run. They were difficult to break down. They played some gritty football and took their chances. They've now been beaten twice in succession, on this occasion 3-1 at the hands of Empire, a team that started really poorly. It was almost the opposite, but are now on a 2-game winning streak. Goals from Jaheim Burgess and a double from Luciano Signo, who's been their most improved player over the past two rounds of games. Zedeka Samuel pulled one back for Britain Steel. Empire now beginning to find some form that would have escaped them in the opening four rounds of the competition.
Yeah, let's start with Britain Steel, Curtis. They, as you mentioned, very tight at the start of this season. But the problem with the Britain Steel team, Curtis, and the statistics will show that even though, I mean, they're sitting in ninth position at the moment with 5 points, they've just had the one win, but they've had two draws and three losses. But look at the comparison in terms of goals for, goals against. They've had 10 goals against, and they've only been able to convert three goals
yes.
in their six matches. So there is a problem in converting, and that's an area that they really have to look at. They're sitting now in the among those four at the bottom. I'm sure they really want to get away from their Empire Club up to, they're now six with 7 points. They've had a pretty checkered season so far. Just the two wins in their six games. They've been beaten on three occasions. I think Empire Club can do better than that, Curtis. We expect better from Empire.
And as usual, we're taking your calls, 434-1790. You can also send some email in, 18sports246@gmail.com. On Saturday at 8, it was the result that we all figured was coming. Weymouth Wales up against Silver Sands. Top of the league versus bottom of the league. Weymouth ran away with a 5-0 win to continue their unbeaten run. We had Blackbirds getting past Britain Steel last Tuesday by a 4-0 margin. As I said, that was the first defeat for Britain Steel for the season. Paul, reflections? Weymouth Wales?
Awesome. Awesome
started
weekend.
Very, very slowly. They were very defensive.
Yeah.
Almost ultra defensive in their opening few games. I think the final 11 now is now pretty sorted. And the return of Kemar
Headley
to the front line in particular, Paul, he really looked very, very sharp. Came out in the second half and did some defensive duties as Mario Williams was substituted, played as a center back. Mm-hmm. But playing as a center forward, Paul, which was his original trade all those seasons ago, Headley looked very, very good.
And I hope coach Pee Wee Jones continues with him there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pee Wee Jones, yes, Curtis. excuse me. I hope that he continues with Headley up front. I think with him up front, the Wales had a much more potent attack over the weekend. 5 goals, and their record, Curtis, is so superior to the other team so far in the tournament. They've had 14 goals for 1 goal against. That's a goal difference of 13, 16 points. They've now opened up a 5-point lead over Paradise at the top of the table. And they've just had the one draw, 5 wins in their six matches. So some would say Wales are exactly where we expected them to be. And they seem to be getting better, Curtis, with every game.
Yes, indeed. The full table, Weymouth Wales, unbeaten after 6 games, 5 wins, 1 draw, 16 points. Paradise in second, 3 wins, 2 draws, and a defeat. They have 11 points. Dames are up to third with a chance to make it second tonight when they play their game. 5 games played, 3 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss. They have 10 points. They'll be without 3 critical players tonight. However, BDF Sports Program, the defending champions, have slipped to 4th position. After 5 games, they've just won on just 2 occasions, but they've had 3 draws and no defeats. 9 points. They lead Wotton on goal difference. Wotton in 6th position, also on 9 points. We have Empire and Deacons, both on 7 points. Empire get the nod for 6th based on goal difference. Blackbirds are up, well, down now to 8th on 6 points. Britain Steel are 9th on 5. Everton, still struggling, 10th position, 5 games played, no wins, 4 draws and a defeat. They have 4 points. St. Andrew Lions, 6 games played, no wins, 4 draws and 2 defeats. They have 4 points. And Silver Sands, really struggling, 6 games played, 1 win, no draws, 5 defeats and just 3 points. So the 4 teams on the bubble, as we, so to speak, Britain Steel, Everton and St. Andrew Lions, along with Silver Sands, 4 teams set to be the motive. This is the Penalty Spot. Compliments Coca-Cola and the BFA.
Alternate between Coca-Cola Original Taste and No Sugar and multiply your moments. Enjoy more nights out with friends. More family dinners. More football games. More movie plans. Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
Welcome back to the Penalty Spot. Compliments Coca-Cola and the BFA. Reminding you, games on tonight in the BFA's Coca-Cola Premier League at 7, Deacons versus BDS Sports Program at 9, Notre Dame versus Ellerton, both games on at the Ability Turf on Saturday. It's a triple header at 5, Blackbirds versus Notre Dame, Silver Sands versus Britain Seal at 7, and at 9, Lions up against Weymouth Wales. And on Sunday, it's Wotton versus BDF at 4, Ellerton tackle Deacons at 6, and at 8, it's Paradise versus Empire. We're live on Hot FM on Saturday at 7, and from 6 on Sunday, all in association with the BFA and the Coca-Cola.
Well, we're going to move from the big ones to the much younger ones. And of course, we're going to come back to the Premier League, some predictions and so on from those games upcoming tonight. But of course, it's been another big week of schools football, Curtis. The Coca-Cola Secondary Schools football. Curtis is wearing his. We're going to get back to that, Curtis. But even if you have Roderick Gittins on the line, who keeps us updated on everything that's happening with the Coca-Cola Secondary Schools football competition, we had a big win over the last week for a certain team from Husbands in St. James. Good evening, Roderick.
Hello, good evening.
And welcome once again to Penalty Spot. I think we're going to kick off with that one. Curtis is still celebrating from that victory.
Have the wristband to prove it. Yep.
So that was a big one. Tell us about that game.
Yeah, certainly. It was a disappointing final for the lads from Fraser's Foundation School in the Queen's College. Winning, I can't even say comfortably. Indeed, it was a very comprehensive win in the end. A bit of mental fragility as the Foundation lads crumbled and really capitulated in the final and lost a whopping 8-love. It was a very, very humbling loss for myself personally. But of course, the day goes forward, so we pick ourselves up and continue onward. Although it was also further tragic news today for Foundation once again. We played the quarterfinal today in the Under 19th Division versus Leonard's Boys.
Well, just got a WhatsApp on that particular one. You would know who it's from.
Yes, of course. We drew 3-3 there, and then St. Leonard's won on penalties comprehensively as well, 4-1 on penalties. So that sets up an exciting semi-final. It will be St. Leonard's boys squaring off against Mr. Cummins with the Parkinson lads in the semi-final one. Semi-final two will feature Barbados Vocational Training Board. They will take on Lodge School. And, of course, we had the Lodge School looking for a big win today. Unfortunately, they were only able to draw 1-1 with Combermere, which means that Combermere has now clinched the Under-19 title for League 1, undefeated, 2 draws. They are champions of League 1. On the other end of the spectrum, we have Captain Matt pulling a rabbit out of the hat. He clearly avoided relegation with a critical win over Harrison College. And that sees Matt quite safely into League One for another season next season. Queen's College, however, will have to battle for the promotion playoff and to ensure that they are able to remain in League One come next season. So it's been a big few games, very, very hectic week. And right now we're just looking forward to the semifinals of the Under-19 knockout competition. And that will tide us over perhaps after the BSAC. We'll do a break for BSAC and then return to that action. So I'll keep you apprised there as well.
Well, congratulations goes out to the boys from Waterford, Combermere, on the 19th yes, League One that they've clinched.
That's correct.
Okay, so when you said the semifinals will be played after BSAC, probably another 2 weeks or so. So give us the matchups again for those semifinals.
Yes, semi-final one will feature Parkinson School versus St. Leonard Boys. Semi-final two will feature the Barbados Vocational Training Board. They won League Two, and they'll be looking to come back up into League One with a bang. They've squared off versus Lodge School. Lodge, of course, were looking to do perhaps the double. Now they'll have to settle for a shot at the Under-19 knockout trophy. So they'll be anxious. That should be a very, very keen encounter.
I'm hoping, Roderick, for the day when the school's finals, whether it is in the knockout, whatever league it is, these big finals, that we can have a situation where we don't just have the schools that are participating, you know, they having support there, but we can have a big kind of a BSAC type of crowd to be watching these finals at some point in time, because I believe that the interest in the schools, particularly this year. There seems to be a lot of interest and a lot of keen followers of the school's football this season. So I'm hoping that sometime in the future we can reach the point where we can have the various schools being given a chance to come out, you know, and bring all the supporters and be part of a big final of school's football.
Yeah, of course. We're looking forward to that time as well. The executive has been working very, very hard to get us some more mileage on that end. And the interest is very, very keen. A big shout out, of course, to our sponsors, Coca-Cola. We have Paul at Trident 10. He's been doing some fantastic job in terms of making sure that the games are accessible via YouTube links, etc. So we are looking forward to having it bigger and better every single season, every single year. And we are working towards having, exactly as you mentioned, that BSAC kind of feel where all the schools can come out and watch a massive final.
Yes, man. That's where we should be headed.
Correct.
Okay, so before you go... go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, I was just going to say the work goes on. We are looking to make sure we are bigger and better every single season.
Okay, so before you go, bring us up to date quickly again. Who the next games that we can expect to be played?
Well, we have, after BSAC, it's just the under-19 semifinals in a knockout competition. Mm-hmm. Those matchups, once again, will be Parkinson versus St. Leonard's Boys, Barbados Vocational Training Board versus the Lodge School, and we still have to decide the winner of the under-16 League 1. Mr. Sidovey is unavailable to play. He's had a family emergency, so he's had to travel, which means that game will be held back for perhaps later in the season, which means that we still have a very, very pivotal game. Queen's College taking on St. Leonard's Boys. Both teams locked on points. That game will decide the winner of the League One under 16. So we still have a very, very exciting finale ahead of us.
Okay, Roderick, sounds really exciting, and we definitely look forward to the climax of the Coca-Cola Secondary School's Football Championship. Thanks again for bringing us up to date. And of course, I'm sure you'll be back again next week to preview what's upcoming in those semifinals. Thanks again, Roger Giddens of the Coca-Cola Secondary Schools Football League.
All right, thanks a million, guys. Cheers.
Thank you very much, Roderick. Really nice final, Paul Bell, if you're a QC supporter. Not so much Heart Foundation. And I was taking a look at it, and 8-0. Really nice final. And the kudos once again to Coca-Cola for backing football from the grassroots right to the Premier League, the Coca-Cola Knockout Schools League competition, as you would have heard, some games still to come in the under-19s as we head towards the back end of the school term.
Need to hear Curtis from Pee Wee Jokes bring us up to date on the scores and the standings from the National Youth Cup.
I think he trains on Mondays. This is why we've not been able to find him so far. I had a word with him. You think he's training on Mondays? What I can tell you as well, we had some messages inquiring about the venues for tonight's games in the BFA's Division 1 competition. I'll run through those quickly for you. All games kick off at 7. Bear that in mind. Soccer Academy versus Black Spurs. That is at Passage Road for those of you in the city. Kickstart versus Gall Hill. Countryside Paul, Market Hill, St. George. We have Youth Milan versus Central League. That is in Spitestown. Ivy Rovers versus Bagatelle. Ivy Rovers at home at Blenheim A for those of you in St. James. It's Fitz Village versus Potential Ballers at Holders Hill. Just up the hill. From there, Hainesville will host Pinelands. And then we have BDF versus Whitehall at the Glebe. So wherever you are, Paul, around the country tonight, you're pretty close to some Division 1 action. And the feeling that you can head to the Building Turf from 7 as we have two games. Games kicking off in the Coca-Cola Premier League at 7 and 9.
Yeah, I can bring you up to date, Curtis, as we started the talking about youth football, the National Youth Cup, of course, put on by the Barbados Football Association. Over the last two weekends, we've had action and give you some of the standings in the particular zones. We can start with the U9s in the Zone A, and we have Eden Stars on the 9s there on 3 points. They have had one match, they've won their one game. The West Coast Youth United also on 3 points from their lone game. Mavericks, Damsels, one game, one win, 3 points. And in the Zone B of the under-9s, we have Kickstart Hot Shots on 3 points. Mavericks Heat on 3, and Whitehall U9 on 3. Rovers, Alpha Soccer Academy, and Porchettos yet to get off the mark in that zone. And in Zone C, United Stars Alliance on 3 points, RF Prime Academy on 3, Maverick Fire on the 9s on 3, BSA on the 9, and the Kickstart Sparks in Paradise on the 9s yet to get off the mark in terms of points. Just give you the on the 11s, we can probably come back to the on the 13s a bit later. Alpha Soccer Academy in Zone A, they have 3 points leading that Zone A. Whitehall Technique Youth and Wilde Sports Academy, they're on 1 point, but Wilde yet to get off the mark. Whitehall and Technique on 1. In Zone B, Ellerton on 3 points. Kickstart Kickers yet to get a point from their one. They lost their lone game. In the Zone C, we have Eden Stars on 3 points. West Coast Youth United on 3 points. BSA Warriors and Pro Shutters yet to get a point. And in Zone D, we have Youth Milan from way down in St. Lucie on 3 points. Mavericks Fire, that's your team, Curtis, on the 11th, also on 3 points. Pinelands Academy and Paradise Youth yet to get a point from their lone game. Still early days yet, Curtis, in the Barbados National Youth Cup. And I'm sure those standings will change quite quickly as the season continues.
What strikes me, Paul, as we speak about that, is that you have 4 divisions in the U11 alone. Games played in the Youth Cup from under 9 to under 17. We have the Coca-Cola Schools League under 16 and under 19 competitions. League and knockout. Then you have 1st, 2nd and 3rd division and the Premier League as well. Paul, literally thousands of footballers in action week in, week out in Barbados. And I mean, we can only get better from here.
Yeah, I'm sure some of those footballers in the secondary schools also be doubling up and playing some of those under 13 games.
There
also
you go.
And under 11, in the National Youth Cup. So lots of football for our young players. We're really now, Curtis, into the heart of the football season.
And of course, the National Sports Council's Bico competition will get underway next term, I believe it is. And lots of football in and around the country. We'll continue in a few moments. Of course, we're taking your calls. We're about to take a look at what is going on across Europe. Some breaking news coming out of Italy today as we continue tonight's edition of Penalty Spot. Compliments the BFA and Coca-Cola.
Alternate between Coca-Cola Original Taste and No Sugar and multiply your moments. Enjoy more nights out with friends. More family dinners. More football games. More movie plans. Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
As the Coca-Cola Premier League continues tonight at the BFA Wilde Turf Deacons versus BDF Sports Program, Notre Dame versus Ellerton Pulp. Before we head across Europe, perhaps we can play the prediction game. You want to ask or do you want me to answer? Alas, you can answer.
As usual.
Tonight, Deacons versus BDF Sports Program. Deacons promoted from Division 1, BDF defending champions, but in fourth position, just 2 wins and a lot of draws so far. 2 wins, 3 draws, I believe, in their 5 games thus far. Traditional slow starters. And your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, but we expect BDF Sports Program, Curtis, to beat the Division 1 champions from last season. Ironically, both of them have so far had 2 wins this season, but the other boxes are a little bit different. The BDS Sports Program have yet to lose a game. They've had three draws, while Deacons, they've had 2 wins, 1 draw, and they've lost 2 games. But through all of that aside, Curtis, you would expect the Defense Force Sports Program to start as clear favorites against Deacons.
The 7 at the turf tonight at 9, Notre Dame versus Ellerton. Need to put this one into context. Dames looking pretty strong, 3rd position as we speak, looking very organized. Ellerton struggling after being 2nd in the Capelli Cup last season and having the tournament MVP in Shaquille Bell. That said, Notre Dame tonight will be without 3 players due to suspension. One of their central defenders, I believe it's Motley. They're also without Carol Joseph due to suspension. Mm-hmm. Also without Zico Edmie, their captain, due to suspension as well. So they're going to miss the goals at the front, the supply from the wing from Carl Joseph, and some stout defense at the back. That said, Deacons versus Ellerton. How do you see this one?
Okay, we have the Ellerton who've been yet to record a win. They must be hungry to get a victory here. They're sitting in 10th position in the 12-team table. This Notre Dame in third position at this stage, but as you said, missing some key players. But I would think with the momentum that they have now, I would think Notre Dame and the type of football we see them playing, that they would start to me as the one of the favorite here. Ellerton, I think, have a lot of work to do so far this season. They've been giving away too many easy goals.
Yes.
That's one of the problems.
And have not been scoring.
Yeah, of all the teams we've had so far. Well, outside of Silver Sands and the Lions, they've given up the most goals for the season. Silver Sands, they've given up 19 goals so far in their six games. So I would go with Notre Dame in this one.
I have three predictions for the three games on Saturday. Got these ones early today. Dames versus Blackbirds. That's on 5 on Saturday. Person told me they're backing Notre Dame. At 7, Britainsil versus Silver Sands. Britainsil to win that one. I don't have score lines, just results. And Saturday at 9, Lions versus Weymouth Wales. Lions to come out on top. My particular predictions for this coming Saturday, I think Dames will have their hands full with Blackbirds. Blackbirds are looking very much improved. I think we could get a draw there. Silver Sands versus Britainsil. Silver Sands will be hungry. They need a win, Paul. They really, really need a win. Britainsil, on the back of two successive defeats, will be looking for the points as well. One thing I can guarantee you, I think we'll have a result there.
Definitely.
I think we will have a result there. Britainsil, very compact at the back. Silver Sands, usually good going forward, but suspect at the back. I'm going to go with Britainsil there. And Wales versus St. Andrew Lyon as well. For me, on paper, only one winner, Weymouth Wales.
Yeah, Wales to complete an easy win there over the, excuse me, the St. Andrew Lyons. So some pretty interesting encounters coming up over the next week.
Then on Sunday.
Super Sunday?
Yes, the 15th is Super Sunday.
Super Sunday.
Which means, as per usual, lots of giveaways. You need to come to the Wildy Turf on Super Sundays. Normally lots of giveaways. Good night to our friends with the Quartz Ready Cash. Always a big part of the program. Coca-Cola also getting involved. So come out to football this coming Sunday. Lots of giveaways. Watton versus BDS Sports Program. That is a very good game.
Watton BDF Sports Program.
At 4 on Sunday. Mm-hmm. How do you see it?
It's going to be an interesting game, but I'm going with BDS Sports Program there to win that one. Watton having a pretty good time over the last few games or so, but BDS Sports Program could start to win that one.
Also pretty intriguing, Ellerton versus Deacons. I will go on form with the Deacons team at this stage.
Yeah, I think I'll go with Deacons there.
Ellerton, however, need to pull the act together. I think they're too good to be married in the bottom half of the league. And with the players they have, especially their attacking talent, Shaquille Bell, Drakes, and company, I think they, at some point, will bounce back. And on Sunday at 8, Paradise.
This is the Super One.
Paradise versus Empire. Paradise.
You don't want to miss that one.
Won, I believe it was three straight. Then had a draw, a defeat, and now another draw.
Will someone pay for it?
Empire, conversely, started very poorly. And begun to click. I think the Signor brothers, Paul, have finally settled into the team and are looking a bit more acclimatized. I think the pace of the game had them at first. In particular, Luciano Signor, he's now scored 3 goals in 2 games. Mm-hmm. And he's looking pretty sharp. That said, Paradise, almost front to back with Barbados current and former national players, have been there and done that. Former Knockout Kings, Empire, one of the more consistent teams over the past 2 or 3 seasons. I think I'll go with Paradise to me.
Yeah, I think I'll stay with Paradise in that one. But that's going to be the super game of the weekend. Paradise against Empire. Don't miss it this coming Sunday, 8 o'clock. They will the turf come and get all the giveaways. I think the Hot FM DJs are going to be there also.
Yes.
To keep things lively.
I went to a meeting midweek. We're making some improvements, so you'll be able to hear everything that's going on. Lots of music and giveaways as well. Good night, as I said, once again to Coca-Cola and our friends from Quartz Ready Cash. Not to be left out, Paul. Biggest game of the season, March 23rd, is it?
26th.
Barbados versus Guyana. Wow. That is going to be huge. You know, the Guyanese contingent, Paul, always comes out. We've seen it in cricket. We've seen it the last time Barbados played Guyana. I believe that game was at the National Stadium.
You're putting it mild, Curtis.
Guyana came away with a 2-1 win in international friendly.
The stadium looked like Providence.
Jarristown. Lots of Guyanese nationals came with flags and whistles and ran away with a win. the Barbadian public needs to represent. That is going to be a really nice encounter, Barbados versus Guyana. We play at home first, but we need to go to Georgetown with goal difference in our favor. It is a must if we're going to get past this Guyana team.
Yeah, you really don't want to leave Barbados heading into Georgetown, as you said, and face the Guyana team down there. Another probably 10,000 spectators screaming in the stands for the home team. And I've been following some of the build-up in the Guyana papers, particularly the Chronicle and some quotes from the coaches and so on. Right after the team returned, the under-20 team had returned home, the coach was quoted as saying that he was drafting some of the under-20 players into the senior squad, okay. Some of the more successful under-20 players. And of course, it is that time, that period in the season, Curtis, where I think most of the international players will be available.
Yeah, I believe the game is being played during the window.
Yeah.
So Barbados should be able to call teams on the likes of Hallam Hope and company, hopefully. I have not heard anything confirmed.
I'm sure Guyana will.
Ideally, Thierry Gale as well, who had a good last game with the senior team.
Yeah.
Did very well with the under 20 teams
strength
as well. And we really want the Barbadian fans to come up for that game, Barbados versus Guyana. I know the national team is hard at work behind the scenes, in addition to the usual Premier League practice, with technical director Amin Mohamed and, of course, coach Russell Latapy.
Yeah, we need to get him next week into the studio.
Rarely, Paul, misses any Premier League football. He's always there.
I admire him for that. I've not seen so much of that before, but he's always there watching the players.
Amin Mohamed also as well, always there on the scene, taking in the action from the Coca-Cola Premier League. So once again, Barbados versus Guyana coming up. I'm not sure about the tickets. I've been asked about it repeatedly, but failing that, just come on the night and support the senior national football team. Now, Paul, breaking news out of Italy today. Serie A suspended until the 3rd of April due to the possible spreading of the coronavirus. Of course, Italy is one of the hot spots, unfortunately, for the disease. All sport, in fact, in Italy has been put on hold until April 3rd. So Serie A is now pending. And that's a massive blow for the Italian leagues. And that will have serious financial implications.
Yeah, right across the world, Curtis. Not just in football, but I think it's touched every sport. And the one hanging over everyone's head now, Curtis, Olympic Games in Japan.
And my vacation.
I'm feeling for you, Curtis. I really feel for you.
But yeah, Olympics now on pause. If it continues at this rate, Paul, I really don't see how we will have an Olympic Games.
Nope.
In July, August. They said there's a possibility it could be held later in the year, but at this pace, I think we are going to see more disruption across Europe.
A week ago, the president of the IOC says they've not yet discussed cancellation or postponement, but whether he discusses or not, I am sure behind the scenes that they are all making plans for the, you know, how this will pan out. But I don't see them bringing athletes from all around the world at this point into one facility. Hundreds of athletes
passing
at
through
this time.
Hundreds of airports.
That's right.
As well, thousands of spectators. I think it's a bad idea. In the English Premier League today, we had a Monday game. Leicester City went past Aston Villa by a 1-0 margin. Leicester City continued their great season, Paul. They're just 7 points off Manchester City, having played 28 games. Leicester City in third and 50. Manchester City, following their defeat in the Manchester Derby, 57 points in second position. Liverpool now just 2 victories, 6 points off clinching their first title for 30 years, the first Premier League title in 30 years, on 82 points. Chelsea hammered Everton 4-0. They are on 48 points in a fourth, so the English Premier League table, Liverpool in first on 82. Manchester City second on 57. Leicester City third on 50. Chelsea fourth on 48. Man United up to fifth on 45. Wolves and Sheffield United, Paul, 6th and 7th on 43 points. It's been a wonderful season thus far for Wolves and Sheffield.
Yeah, they have been the revelation of the Premiership so far. But I've been talking about that coronavirus and Liverpool, Curtis, clinching the title. I'm wondering if the coronavirus does not impact the English Premier League even before we get to that stage of those games being completed. Could be very interesting.
I mean, if it's called off at this stage, I mean, the issue then would be, what do we do in terms of the Champions League spots? Because anyone that's in, they want to stay in, the top four. Anyone who misses out by a few points would say, but look, the season is not complete. I can see it going to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. I don't think the games can be completed after the usual window because it's a Euro 2020 season as well.
That is in problems also.
I think Euro is in serious problems as well. So I don't see the Premier League being extended because those players, if there is a Euro, will have to leave for Euro. Italy has already pulled stunts, so to speak, on their football season. So we're going to have some problems. As it stands,
UEFA said, Curtis, that the cancellation of the Euro tournament, including the playoffs, which have not been completed due to the coronavirus, will be made. They've thrown it in the laps of governments and health authorities. So they will not be making that determination. So it's
where's it being hosted again? France, I believe?
Let me just double check that.
Okay, but I think Euro is in serious trouble. As it stands, the teams that would advance to the Champions League, Liverpool, Manchester City, Leicester, and Chelsea, that is thrown into further doubt with City facing a two-year ban from the Champions League due to financial irregularities with the fair play system. So that would make it Liverpool, Leicester, Chelsea, and at this stage, Paul, Man United. Mm-hmm. But the problem here for the Premier League is that Leicester City in third have 50 points. Chelsea in 4th on 48, Man United 5th on 45, Wolves and Sheffield 6th and 7th on 43, Tottenham and Arsenal 8th and 9th on 40. You essentially have 6 teams, Paul, within shot of clinching those last two Champions League spots and the season facing a possible pause, a break, and worst case scenario, cancellation. It's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, that's the lone exciting thing left in the Premiership.
Yeah, season also end up.
Who will make the Champions League and who will kick in Champions League next season?
Good night to Gregory Lalo Goodrich, Ronnie the announcer Clark, of course Kenneth Onyekwe, all the long standing Liverpool fans, I should say long suffering, haven't won the Premier League in 30 years. That's a generation and some change. I'm sure they're reminding me of all the other competitions they won in the interim. And we can also tell you this week as well, despite the cancellations in Italy, we still have some Champions League round of 16 games to be completed, Paul. Tottenham versus Leipzig. Tottenham not a great week. Jose Mourinho has gone to war against the squad, as per usual.
Yeah, no surprises there.
And Tottenham off a defeat.
If they can't win, Curtis, the season is basically...
Because they're out now of the cup competitions.
Yeah, they're basically over.
They're out of the league competitions. That said, this team was taken all the way to the Champions League by another coach. And now Jose is saying, well, he doesn't have this player, he doesn't have that player. To be fair, no Harry Kane, no what's his name? The other striker. Son. Mm-hmm. That's a big loss. Tottenham trailing 1-0 in aggregate. And then we have Valencia versus Atalanta. Atalanta lead Valencia 4-1.
You have to play with what you have. Your other team's in a similar position.
I allow you to restate that.
That's straightforward. You have to play with what you have.
Play with the players you have.
Look at Man United.
Yes.
They had to play with who they, under the hair. My Charles are complaining.
Also, on Wednesday, two more Champions League encounters. We have Liverpool versus Atletico. That's at Anfield. Liverpool trail 1-0 aggregate after a shock defeat in Spain by Atletico. Paris Saint-Germain also beaten by Borussia Dortmund. And they trail 1-2 on aggregate. Also, Paul, another big game in the English Premier League on Wednesday. Manchester City versus Arsenal. That's a big one as well. Pep Guardiola will not want to be defeated once again. I mean, the league is already gone. But I read a stat, he's conceded the most defeats of any league season in any of his jobs so far. And the Premier League season still has quite a few more games to be
played. Yeah, that's one for all the bragging rights.
Yeah.
I'm sure you will not want to lose. But Arsenal has put in some fairly good momentum, I would say, over the last couple games. I don't think it's a walkover there at all for City.
It's going to be an interesting game. I can give you quickly the various tables from around Europe. We spent some time already with the English Premier League, so we won't head back in that direction. Good night to my friend Terry Bent, supporting Plymouth Argyle, long-standing supporter, Paul, in one of the lower leagues in the competition. They are currently third.
Tell me about that team, Curtis.
Plymouth Argyle are third in Sky Bet League 2. So there are about four divisions
not doing too badly.
The top third position. Good night to you, Terry. Now, in terms of what is going on across the rest of Europe in the Scottish Premiership, Celtic lead on 80 points. Rangers are second on 67. That one is pretty much done. Motherwell third on 46. In La Liga, Barcelona, the new leaders, having leapfrogged Real Madrid after their short defeat over the weekend. Barcelona, 27 games played, 58 points. Real Madrid, 27 games played, 52 points. Barcelona also lead in goal difference, 32 versus 30. And Sevilla, 27 games played, 40 points with a goal difference of just 10, Paul. So the dominance of Real Madrid and Barcelona still clear in Spain. In Serie A, at the break, because there will be no more games for the foreseeable future, Juventus lead on 63 points. Lazio just behind on 62. Inter third on 54. In the French Ligue 1, PSG pretty much have it sewn up as well. 27 games played, they have 68 points. They have a game in hand on Marseille, who are second on 56. Rennes third on 50. In the Dutch League, for all you fans, Ajax, they have 56 points. Alkmaar are second, also on 56. Those two separated just on goal difference. And Feyenoord third on 50. And in the German Bundesliga, it's Bayern Munich leading the way on 55 points. Dortmund in touching distance on 51. And Leipzig pretty much there or thereabouts as well in third position on 50. So it's pretty much, it's done, Paul, in England. It's done in Scotland. Still very close in Spain and Italy. The Dutch league is tied and the Bundesliga is still pretty close. It looks like it, what it is, Paul. A Euro season. Euros are coming and the leagues are all very, very competitive.
Yeah, but I'm keeping an eye, Curtis, as that coronavirus spreads across
Please
Europe.
Stop saying it. Make it go away, Paul.
Spreads
Please stop
across
saying it.
Europe, Curtis. I suspect those leagues are going to be under some serious pressure. I think some places they've already started to play without any crowds in the stadium.
Italy was doing that and then they said, okay, scrap it. No football at all. Because there was the game Juventus would have played. Ronaldo was giving imaginary high fives as he got off the bus. No crowds to greet him. But yeah, the coronavirus wreaking havoc on a football across the region. 2 minutes past the hour of 7, our final commercial break tonight as we continue Penalty Spot. It's all in association with Coca-Cola and, of course, the BFA.
Alternate between Coca-Cola Original Taste and No Sugar and multiply your moments. Enjoy more nights out with friends. More family dinners. More football games. More movie plans. Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, taste the feeling. Title sponsors of the BFAs at Premier League. Title sponsors of tonight's program as well. The Penalty Spot in association with Coca-Cola and the BFA. Just to remind you, for those of you inquiring about the football games tonight, if you want to catch the Coca-Cola Premier League, two games. They will be turf at 7, it's Deacons versus BDS Sports Program. At 9, Notre Dame versus Ellerton. And a ton of Division 1 games that runs across the island at 7 tonight. Just to run through those quickly once again. Soccer Academy versus Black Spurs at Passage Road. Kickstart versus Gold Hill at Market Hill St. George. Youth Milan will tackle Central League Spartans in Spikestown. Ivy Rovers face Bagatelle at Blenheim A in St. Michael. In St. James, it's Fitz Village versus Potential Ballers at Holders Hill. Just up the hill from there, just a short walk, Canesville will host Pinelands. And at the Glebe in St. George, BDF versus Whitehall. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Division 1 games.
Well, lots
and
of football.
Two Premier League games on wherever you are around the island. You can take your pick tonight and take in some of that football action. Compliments to BFA.
Yeah, lots of football being played and the Division 1 just about starting to get into to high gear at the moment, and another important season for them, Curtis, because I'm sure they'll be looking to, remember the tournament, 12-team tournament, we'll lose four of those teams. They'll be reducing the numbers in the league, so those, I'm sure everybody is going to be battling for the Division 1 title, and the title will certainly be up for grabs with the big teams like Deacons and those having come through last season. Curtis, I'm sure that the other teams will be really keen to get their teams into the top league and to show what they are worth in the top league. So the Division 1 will take on some importance again this season. Of course, we're going to keep you updated on the results and scores coming out of that one. I'll be searching a bit, Curtis, in terms of the, to see if they've named their squad any as yet, or what, you know, how far they've gone for the Guyana team.
Okay.
For the game against Barbados coming up on the 26th. I'm sure Barbados team is hard at practice. I was wondering, Curtis, if there will be a international before the actual game comes up on the 26th, if you'll have a friendly.
I don't think at this stage, no. Probably too close. You don't want to risk players getting a knock.
Would have been good if they could have had at least one.
Yeah, I think it's a bit too close for that at this stage. On the plus side, though, Paul, they've been playing lots of football. They've been in action in the Coca-Cola Premier League. Prior to that, the Capelli Cup competition would have ended on December 1st. So they would have played from pretty much the middle of September up until early December. Mm-hmm. And of course, the Premier League season would have finished around July, I believe it was. So they would have had a solid lead up. Yes, ideally, you have an international friendly, but now with, let's say, under 20 days left, I don't think it might be risked. Once again, come on out and support the national team, Barbados versus Guyana, later on in March. This coming Sunday, of course, Super Sunday at the Buildy Turf. We want everyone to come on out as you guys take in. I know a number of the fans, Paul, have been watching the Masters competition. We have two Masters competitions on at Grounds Across Ireland. Those are free. So when you finish off with the Masters, make your way to the Buildy Turf. There's always good security, good food and drink on sale. Paul has taken a shine now to the tamarind juice. And it's always a nice line on Sunday nights. And in particular, this coming Sunday, it's Super Sunday. Lots of giveaways between the various games as we go into match weekend number 7 in the Premier League competition.
Have they reinstituted, Curtis, the best dress?
Not to my knowledge. You were a big fan.
Yeah, well, I've had some questions about it. Ladies seem to want it back.
Seems you want it back as well. It was very, very popular during, what was the competition? Lime Pelican, it was?
Yeah.
The Lime Pelican competition, which was itself was very, very popular. Premier League games, though, have been attracting a good-sized crowd, a youthful crowd as well. And I think it corresponds to the decrease in age of the average player in the Premier League. We're seeing lots of young fans coming out and supporting the various teams as they get in action around the island.
Yeah, just checking on this story coming out of Guyana. And says the Golden Jaguars, the country's senior men's national team, continue preparations ahead of the important March 26th. And of course, the return game is the 31st against Barbados. Head coach Marcio Maximo is touting a youthful team, change mentality, and emphasis on long-term succession development as the key areas of focus. And if all of that talk, Curtis, they're simply going to pick the best team to win the game.
I was about to cut to the chase and tell you that they're going to pick a very strong team. Guyana traditionally draws on several overseas-based players. I can tell you, even if we have a youthful-based team comes to Barbados and gets beaten, as I expect them to, when you go back to Guyana, it will be very, very serious.
Yeah, the Brazilian coach pointed out that it was very important for him to not only reduce the average age of the senior team, but also change the mentality of the players to one that is competitive, displays good commitment, professionalism, and a desire to proudly play in the senior national team. So he says he wants to reduce the age. Said there are currently 3 or 4 experienced Guyana-based players over 28 years old among those who are engaged in daily training sessions. But to realize sustainability of the team, age and desire for personal and team success are the key developments. He says the older players' experience is very important for the group, but they need to refresh the team, put new ideas on players who have ambition to play in the development leagues, pursue international clubs and academies, help the local clubs to improve. And they want, he's basically talking about some continuation.
Yes.
Maximo announced recently the 12 players from the national under-20 team, we were talking about this earlier, which wrapped up their CONCACAF under-20 championship qualifiers, will be integrated into the senior team. So 12 players, Curtis, from the national under-20 team, you bring it into the senior team. Coach Maximo sees it as a good opportunity for the players to keep their ambitions to play at the professional level, have a chance to be attached to international academy if age permits. And Guyana is aiming to make their second appearance at the CONCACAF Gold Cup. But in order for Maximo and his men to reach the 2021 CONCACAF showpiece, the Golden Jaguars will have to go through regional rivals Barbados in a home and away fixture. Those games, once again, the 20, 6th and 31st is the return game. So, Curtis, there you have it from the mouth of the man himself, Marcio Maximo.
I would have preferred to play at home in the second leg, but such is life for the Tridents versus the Guyana Jaguars. And I think the equation for Barbados is simple, Paul. You need to win.
Win. Score some goals.
Just win. Win in Barbados, go in Guyana, win as well. Or if you win in Barbados, at least salvage a draw. And we should be into the next round of the competition. March 26th, a big day. It will be the biggest night of football in the island thus far this year, possibly for the year, because Barbados versus Guyana, Paul, probably trumped only by Barbados versus Jamaica. And
we need the Wildy Turf packed out.
For sure.
All areas, standing room. We have the, you call them the bleachers?
We have bleachers. The bleachers have a seating capacity of just under 1,500. We have the annex on the left. And I'm sure if we have some excess, we'll find places to put them.
Yeah, we need. But you need to, when the tickets come out, you need to get them early so that we can have some local support up there. Really don't want it like the last time we played against Guyana and Barbados.
It was a home game for Guyana. As per usual, the Guyanese and Barbados always come out and support their
Even
teams.
Ken Husbands will be there on the 26th, believe it or
good
not.
Evening, good evening.
He's wearing a shirt, Paul.
I think you know where the Willie Turf is.
If you look at his shirt tonight,
oh my word.
He's already begun to support.
Yeah. Flowers and oh my word. And the moon is full, Curtis. One of us on the show tonight.
I'm going to play a song for you all tonight.
Oh my word.
Yes. Stealing love on the side. Reggae. Stealing love on the side.
We want you to steal away and come to the Willy Turf on the 26th. So please mark that date, Ken, in your calendar. The 26th of March. You are not working on that night. You are coming to the Willy Turf.
Failing that, this coming Sunday, Super Sunday, you can make it up for that as well. As we just about get ready to close down the program, just to run through all of the fixtures on tonight. The Willy Turf in the BFA's Coca-Cola Premier League at 7, Deacons versus BDF Sports Program at 9, Notre Dame versus Ellerton. We also have the Division 1 games. We have encounters at Passage Road, Market Hill, Checker Hall, Blenheim, Holders Hill, Haynesville, and the Glebe. Those games are all underway. Those kicked off at 7, as did the opening encounter tonight at the Willy Turf. On a Saturday, we have Blackbirds versus Notre Dame at 5, Silver Sands up against Britain's Hill at 7, and at 9 at the Willy Turf on a Saturday, Lions up against Weymouth Wales. We're live from 7 on Hot 95.3 FM. Then on Sunday, Super Sunday, it's Watton versus BDF Sports Program at 4, Everton tackle Deacons at 6, and Paradise versus Empire at 8. We're live from 6 on Hot 95.3 FM. And not to be left out, of course, the BFA's Youth Cup Saturday morning at various venues, Kickstart, BET, Blenheim, and a host of other games, host of other venues as we support the island's youth footballers. As we go across the final whistle on tonight's program, this has been Penalty Spot in association with the BFA and the Coca-Cola. Join us same time, same station next week as we take a look at the world of local, regional, and international football. On behalf of the entire team, it's good evening.